Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooktacular friends. Let's have a quick recap of what's been going on in my life, shall we? Well, about a month ago, my wife and I inherited my grandfather's old home, nestled in the tiny town of Unkanunuk, New Hampshire. Well, we plan to renovate it, but it's also proving to be the absolute poster child for paranormal activity. With the help of our neighbor Lee, we've made some really good progress on the remodeling, but my real motivation behind these recordings is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. And so, my listeners, if anyone would like to contact me personally, either with advice or with your own stories, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Hello, friends, and welcome to the final episode of Season 2. Haunted House Flippers has always been mostly comedy with a touch of spooky, but as we begin our transition into Season 3, things are going to take a darker turn. And that turn begins with this episode. We'd like to go ahead and give a very important content warning regarding the discussion of child death in this episode. We understand if you have to stop here, and we thank you for your time that you've given us. Episode 20. Little Lamb.
Yeah. No, it's fine, Mom. I'm just really feeling homesick. No, the house is far from being done. I don't know yet. We'll figure it out. I think we just need some time away, you know? Yeah, just miss our old routines. Yes, I'm fine. Hang on, Tom. Hey, sorry, Mom. I gotta run. I'll give you a call later. Bye. Love you. Jesus.
Hey.
Hey, hon. I didn't hear you come down.
Yeah, I kind of gathered that. What's going on?
Tom, we need to talk.
Look, if this is about me eating your leftover calzone, I'm sorry. I thought we were past this.
Yeah, that was like 4 years ago. And you know what? Yeah, I am still mad about it. But no, it's not that.
Okay, good, because the place went out of business like 2 years ago, so...
Yeah, hun, I did not need the reminder. But look, I can't stay here.
What do you mean?
I don't honestly know, but I can't stay in this house right now, knowing full well there is a body in our attic.
I know. It's really sad. Like, it's really, really sad. But also, I thought you were excited and hopeful to find a body while we ripped this place apart. That was what you said.
Yeah, I was. I really was. But, like, you know, older, creepy, cultist-y people. Not a child. I wasn't expecting to find the body of a child, Tom. Wrapped up in a blanket and locked away in a chest? Who would do that?
Yeah, you're right. So, what do you want to do? Do we sell the house and just go home?
I don't know. We could sell it, sure. We could put it up cheap enough to recoup our costs and move it quick, but... Tom, I know this is like your dream house with all the spooky crap and the ghosty stuff, and I just...
Look, I know it sounds sappy, but it's not my dream house if you're not here with me. If you just want to pick up and walk away from all this, I get it. I really do. And I'll go with you.
You would?
Janet, I'd go to the end of the world with you.
You wouldn't be mad for me making you leave all of this?
Of course not. Yeah, I'd be bummed out for sure, but I'm not going to be mad at you for it.
Okay. Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
Oh, Jesus. Listen to me sobbing away and saying cute things. Ugh, what happened to me?
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me, huh?
I swear, if you tell anyone about this, I will turn you inside out and let you live the rest of your life like that.
Oh, like inside out, boy?
Ugh, way to date yourself, Gramps.
And here I was going to be nice and see if you wanted to try this conversation all over again, but, you know, as you.
You know what? Yes. Yes, I do.
All right. Go for it.
Okay. Hey, Donut.
Yes, dear?
This body in the attic crap isn't what I signed up for. Pack your crap. We're going home. Just for a bit, and then we'll decide what to do with this place.
Yes, dear.
Thanks, hon.
Anytime. So, I should start packing, huh? Should we tell anyone?
We can let the neighbors know so they don't worry, but I'm gonna give the sheriff a call.
Alright, that's probably a good plan. Hun, you know you can sit, right?
No, can't sit. Must pace.
It's literally just the sheriff. You guys are friends, right?
Yeah, but we've talked as people. But he's gonna be here to do his law enforcement thing, and what if that somehow falls back on me, or us, and we get blamed for this? Oh god. Oh, maybe I shouldn't have called.
Maybe he's going to do what he said he was going to do, which is, I think, remove the body. And probably do some research on it. I'm gonna be honest, I don't actually remember what he said he was gonna do. But anyway, it's really easy to see how this isn't on us, right? You see that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Cher. How are you?
Afternoon, Janet. I'm well enough. And please, call me Robert. We're all friends here.
Sure thing, Robert.
Afternoon, Tom.
Oh, hey, Robert. Welcome. Wish it was under better circumstances.
Agreed. But it could be worse, right?
Always. So, how do we do this? I'm kind of new to this sort of thing.
Before we look, let's sit down and have a quick chat. I'd like to know the events leading up to this.
Yeah, of course. Why don't we go sit in the kitchen?
You guys want coffee?
Please. Thank you, Tom.
Oh, yes, coffee. Thank you.
I suspected you might find an old cupboard or closet that had been walled off, but an entire hallway and flight of stairs? That's incredible.
Not to mention the haunted door.
Tom, no.
Haunted door?
The door to the attic was a problem. It was sealed up completely, so we had to break it down.
Yeah, correct. But what about when the door just slammed shut on us?
I'm sure Robert doesn't want to hear about that.
Slammed shut? So it was open. Do you think there was someone in there?
No. I think it was simply dark. We were on edge and just hearing things. We honestly scared the crap out of ourselves.
So once inside, That's when you found the chest, locked down with the chains, correct?
Covered in a blanket, but yes.
Then you cut the locks, opened the chest, and found the body.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Did you touch or move the body at all?
No, I closed the lid and left.
I also took a look myself, but I didn't touch it either.
And there's nothing else up there?
Not a thing.
All right. Shall we go take a look, or do you have any other questions?
You know, I do actually have one.
Shoot.
Do you think my grandfather had anything to do with this?
You know, I'll be honest with you. That's hard to say. On one hand, that section seems to have been walled off for some time ago. But I don't have the skills or knowledge to tell you when that was done. The real tough part is answering the question of how your grandparents could have lived here for years without ever wondering about an attic they couldn't get to.
Sorry to intrude.
Oh, hi, Lee.
Hey there.
I apologize for letting myself in. Your front door was open and no one answered when I called out, so I followed the voices.
Oh, it's not a problem. Lee, I believe you and the sheriff have met?
A few brief times. Afternoon, Sheriff.
Nice to see you again, Lee.
So, what brings you over, Lee?
A simple request. My father's old truck is suddenly running poorly, and I am not well versed in any form of automotive repair. I was hoping either of you might be able to assist me.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know my way around a truck pretty well. I can come by later.
I would appreciate that. Thank you. That being said, while I did intend to eavesdrop on your conversation, I believe I can shed some light on the current topic.
That would be very helpful, Lee.
To put your minds at ease in the thought that Tom's grandparents were involved, it's not possible. The stairway was walled off prior to them moving in. However, they would have been aware of the attic and its contents prior to taking up residence.
Wait, they knew there was a body in the attic?
I'm sure you're familiar with the various public-facing secret societies that scatter the country, such as the Oddfellows, Rebecca's, Elks, Freemasons, and so on.
Yeah, of course.
Those organizations often had various ceremonies and rituals which utilized a real cadaver, typically that of a founding member or elder.
Phew, sounds like a cult.
This town once had its own small society known as the Willows. They took the name due to the vast amount of willow trees that scatter the town.
So, what's the corpse for?
The purpose differs from group to group, but most used it as a way to sort of stare death in the face and also understand their own mortality.
Okay, but why is it in my attic?
After a lodge closes down, the various artifacts and assets are often distributed to various members as keepsakes. And it's unbelievably common to find a ceremonial cadaver locked away in someone's home who had some distant connection to one of these secret societies.
If I remember correctly, their lodge closed down about 30 years back.
Correct.
Wow. Lee isn't wrong. I just looked it up. This is wild. How did I not know about this?
So, to the point, while your grandfather didn't have anything to do with the deceased, he was likely very aware of what was stored up there.
But why wall it off?
Before my father passed, he often mentioned the preservation of town history and made reference to a type of time capsule that he had contributed to. I suspect that the entire hallway, stairwell, and attic is exactly that, a time capsule.
That is really odd, but it does make me feel better. Thank you.
My pleasure. For the sheer sake of curiosity, I would love to see what you found.
I understand your interest, friend. But at the moment, it is legally a crime scene, so I can't let you up there.
Understood. Unless the sheriff has any specific questions for me, I will be on my way.
Nothing from me, pal.
Thanks, Lee. We'll see you later.
Yeah, I'll give you a call when we're free, and I'll take a look at your truck.
Thank you.
Show me what's up there. This is absolutely incredible. I've never seen a house that had an entire portion locked away.
Oh, hey Robert, check this out. What do you think? Do you think this painting looks like Lee?
A- Oh. Well, I don't like that.
Oh, yeah. None of us do.
Mm-mm.
Oh, and on your left is a creepy, totally not haunted doll.
I like that even less. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of cliche horror, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of like someone from the early Scooby-Doo era tried to set up scare traps, and they're just not aging well. And here we are, right around this corner. This is a secret stairway to the secret attic, accessed only by the house's secret hole.
I swear, if you mention the house's secret hole one more time, I am...
I thought you said you busted down the door.
We did.
Yeah. Into itty-bitty pieces due to violence.
So much violence.
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but...
Wait, what? No. No way. What the hell? No, we destroyed that door. This can't be real. Tom, look at this.
I don't get it. This should not be here.
This doesn't make any sense.
By no means do I have any medical background to back this up, but you both seem really worked up over this entire ordeal. Maybe between the excitement, the exhaustion, the heat in here, the stale air, and all of whatever is floating around in here, maybe you both collectively imagined it.
Okay, Robert, so you think some dust bunnies made us hallucinate breaking down a whole door? You don't believe us?
Look, I still have the cuts to prove how bad I am at breaking down doors.
Janet, Tom, I can only give you my thoughts on things I know. And the two things I am aware of are you two telling me you destroyed this door and my own two eyes looking at the door that supposedly shouldn't be here. But really, there isn't a point in arguing about this door. It's here, in place, right now. Let's keep going. Does the door open?
Yep. It's apparently unlocked.
Of course. Would you like to have the honors, Robert?
Don't mind if I do. Excuse me. Any lights up in here?
Technically, there's a switch by the door on the right, but it,
Really?
Figures.
And this is it, huh? Bricks and wood over the windows? Damn. They really did go to a lot of trouble to make sure no one could get up here. So this is the chest.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chained to the floor, too.
Yeah. Chained and locked.
Wow. Is it okay if I open it up?
I mean, that's why we brought you here.
I meant more along the lines of, are you okay if I open it up with you here?
Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking, but yeah, go ahead.
Well,
please tell me that it's still in there, because I feel like it would be pretty on par to have it also be missing at this point.
Oh, no, it's here. All right. I guess I wasn't fully expecting this.
OK, so I hate to be right, but we were right.
Let's find out. Okay. Well.
Tell me.
What we have here is a disassembled mannequin.
It is not.
Come have a look for yourself.
Wow. Well, just look at that. It's a creepy old mannequin wrapped in a blanket. Locked in a chest that was chained to the floor and sealed in a locked attic in a walled off and forgotten part of the house. Pretty normal if you ask me. Case closed.
But, no, it, It can't. I just... No, it... Doesn't
you fit. Okay, Janet?
Yes? No. I don't know. I don't know.
Aren't you at least happy it's not an actual body?
Yeah, of course, yes, but I it's not... I need to get some air. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna go and chat with her and see what's up. I'll be right back.
Of course. I'm gonna poke around in here a bit more if you don't mind.
Yeah, no. You go ahead. I don't mind at all. We'll be back in a minute. Hey, sweetheart. Do you want company or do you want to be alone?
I could really just use a hug right now.
Of course, come here. Can we talk?
Yeah, I guess.
What happened up there?
I don't know. I mean, I think I know, but I'm not sure. I think that I got so worked up with everything that led up to that big reveal, that massively embarrassing and disappointing reveal. It was like my adrenaline just hit a wall and I blue screened. I don't know.
I get it. I do. We got so excited. It was like we were about to find, like, some ancient treasure. It sucks in a way. It's kind of a relief too, I guess. But, you know, now we can just work to figure out why it was all locked up in the first place.
Well, they definitely wanted to keep something hidden away. Bet all the blankets under the mannequin are covered in smallpox.
Great. So are we now, like, patient zero?
Nope. That would be Robert. Speak of the devil.
Hey, guys.
Hey, listen. I really want to thank you for coming out. I know it's dumb and it was such a stupid false alarm, but I want you to know that I sincerely appreciate you.
Yeah, about that. There's something you need to know.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What's up?
I'm gonna be blunt with the both of you. The contents of the chest were not always as innocent as a mannequin and some blankets.
Well, we just suspected smallpox, so it can't be much worse, right? Right?
I found scratch marks on the inside of the lid and the walls. Broken fingernails, hair, and a significant amount of blood soaked into the bottom blanket.
Oh.
Yeah, that's much worse.
There's more.
I don't know if... Tell me.
Are you sure? We can wait.
Say it already. Oh God, I'm sorry. I just...
It's okay, Janet. This isn't easy.
What else did you find?
At the bottom of the chest were a handful of children's books, some birthday cards addressed to My Little Lamb, and a small, well-loved stuffed animal. Most are stuck to the bottom in the dried blood, so I didn't pull anything out. That type of forensics work isn't my specialty, but I know someone who can help.
So, do you think there was child locked in that chest?
I can't say for sure, but it really looks that way.
Jesus.
Oh my God, Tom.
Hey, you feeling better, hon?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm okay. Thank you. Oh, hey, Robert. Despite the change in findings, I still really appreciate you.
It's not a problem at all, Janet.
Hey, is there a way to run samples on that blood or hair?
Well, technically, yes. But as I'm sure you've noticed, we've got a real small town here. And with it not being a current crime scene, the turnaround time to get results could be months.
And what if I had the means to get quicker results? Are there any laws that say I can't do that?
I reckon there's laws in place to discourage that sort of thing, but since there's no member of local law enforcement present, hint, hint, I'd say you could do whatever you like.
Noted. Thanks, Robert.
My pleasure. So what are you two going to do now?
We're going to go back home to New York for a week or so. I'm going to have no one in particular take a look at the samples that I won't take from the chest. And I guess then we figure out where we're going from there.
Sounds like a plan to me. I can get my guy out here before you get back. Would either of you mind if we popped in, dug around a bit more?
No, not at all.
Oh, no, that's fine with me. Here, I'll give you my house key.
That's mighty kind of you.
Oh, hey, while I'm thinking of it, I'm going to run inside and call Opal and Juniper and let them know that we're going to be gone for the week, but that the sheriff might swing by once or twice to check in on the house.
Okay, hon, that's cool.
Sounds good. You have yourself a right fine day, Janet Miller.
Thanks, Robert. You too.
You keep a close eye on her, you hear me?
Yeah, of course. But why?
She's going through a lot, and I'm watching her ping-pong back and forth between being perfectly coherent and a complete wreck. She's going to break down again, likely after you leave, and she can breathe a bit and collect her thoughts. She's going to break hard, and I know you'll be there for her, but you need to watch her to make sure she doesn't get too lost in whatever thoughts she's swimming in. You understand?
Aye, aye, Sheriff. I got it.
Good man.
Hey, here's my key.
Thank you kindly. I'll be off now. Have a right fine day, friend.
Bye, Robert. It's good seeing you.
Yeah, everything is fine. Tom and I just need to take care of a few things back in New York, and then we'll be back. Could I ask you a huge favor? Would you mind feeding and keeping an eye on Cilantro? Probably for a week, two at the most. Thank you so much, Opal. Please tell Juniper we said hello. Oh, we miss you too. We'll do dinner as soon as we get back, I promise. All right, thank you. Bye now. Bye.
All good?
Yeah, Opal and Juniper are going to keep an eye on the house for us.
Awesome. So, what's left?
Just a few things to pack, and I want to grab some samples from the attic.
All right, cool. So, what can I help with?
I mean, other than packing your own suitcase, I could really use the moral support in the attic.
Wait, are you actually trusting me to pack my own suitcase? Because I will.
Good point. Why don't we get everything packed together, and then we can tackle the attic? I need to make sure that those Taco Cat shorts get lost in the move.
Excuse me, do not shame the shorts. They've had a good run. But yes, I'll help in the attic. All right. That everything?
Oh, God, I hope so. I still cannot believe you don't have a single pair of matching socks. How do you have so many different colors and prints?
I like fun socks. What can I say?
I also like fun socks. Why don't I have any?
Well, be prepared.
Oh, no, what have I done?
Doomed.
All right, look, let's just get this stuff in the car.
All right, can do. Oh, hey, did you call Lee yet?
No, not yet. I figured we can do that after we pack up. I've been weirdly apprehensive about it.
Hello, Janet. Hello, Tom.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Lee. Hi.
We were just about to give you a call.
What a coincidence. Judging by the luggage in your hands, I'm going to make the earnest assumption that you are leaving for a bit.
Yeah, we're going back home to New York.
Not permanently, I hope.
Oh, no. We just need to head home to take care of a few things.
Despite your contractual obligation to never leave, I suppose I will allow it this one time. That's humor, Tom. I do hope you'll be back soon. I hope you know that I do enjoy having you as neighbors and friends.
Oh, yeah, we're only going to be gone like a week, maybe two, tops.
I am more than happy to keep an eye on the property while you're away.
Oh, we really appreciate that. If you see the sheriff around here, don't be alarmed. He offered to swing by and check up on the place as well.
The sheriff? Interesting choice.
No? What? Why's that?
No reason worth the slander. He just isn't at the top of my list of people I would trust, but that's just me.
Oh. I mean, well, he's done no wrong by us so far.
All right, then. I shall leave you to your packing. Safe travels.
Did you need something? We never actually asked why you came by.
Nothing that can't wait until your return. Be well.
Bye, Lee.
See ya. That was weird.
Yeah, no shit.
You good?
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you've just been sort of sitting there.
Yeah. My little lamb.
Huh?
It's on this card. It says, "My little lamb." I think I can get it unstuck without damaging it.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
I can't see it being a bad idea.
Fair enough.
Okay. Okay. Got it. See? Look at that. My little lamb. Today, we celebrate your second birthday. Your mother thinks it silly and trivial that I'm taking the time to write to a child who can't even walk, let alone read. But I can hope that one day you'll find these dusty old cards, maybe after I'm gone, and be reminded how much I love and cherish you. I know that you're going to go on to make me proud, Rosie.
Did he say...
Yep. I can feel it in my bones that you're going to change the world. Happy birthday to you, my sweet little lamb. Love always and forever. Dad.
Oh my God.
This was Rose. The girl who's been talking to me. This is where she died. She showed me this.
Are you okay?
No.
No?
Not even a little bit. But I need to push through this.
All right. How can I help?
You are going to put your recorder down, put on these gloves, and hold this bag open.
Got it.
Okay. So there is a few strands of hair. I'm gonna put that in there. Close that up and open the next bag.
Okay.
I don't like fingernails. Those need to remain attached.
Yeah, if I'm going to be honest with you, my eyes are closed. I'm not looking at anything right now.
Okay, well, then
Seal that. And I need one more for blood. Perfect. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, of course. Anything for you, sweetheart. Anything for you.
Okay. I think that does it. You mind giving me a hand putting that creepy-ass thing back in here?
You don't want to leave it out?
Oh, honestly? No. No. I dislike mannequins more than pretty much anything on this planet.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Oh, very same. All right. In we go.
Okay, let's get out of here for a bit.
Yeah, I am right behind you.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah, what's up?
I love you. A lot. And I really hope you know that.
I do know that.
I need you to know that it means the world to me that you're willing to drop everything from your haunted Barbie dreamhouse adventure because I asked you to.
Why wouldn't I, Janet? I told you. I'd do anything for you.
I know you would, Tom. I know you would. Come on. Let's go grab some Chinese food on the way out of town.
That sounds perfect. Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who voices Tom Miller. Our co-writer and social media lead is Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller. And our graphic design, merch, and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. And a special thanks goes out to Mike Gagné for reprising his role as Sheriff Robert Ross, and to Natasha Bontron, who can now officially be credited as the voice of Rosie. This wraps up our second season, and we couldn't be more excited to start working on season 3. We will have a wrap-up interview very soon, so please send us your questions and comments so we can read them live. If you'd like to support our little podcast, you can always find ways to donate, as well as links to our merch page, social media, and much more at www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, and remember, if you've got it, haunt it. We'll see you in a few months.